Phoenix Audio presents My Remarkable Journey by Larry King. Read by Larry King, friends and family. To the women in my life, my wife, Sean Southwick King, who gets the civilian Purple Heart, and Wendy Walker, my executive producer, and more importantly, my friend. Memory. Memory is funny. You can remember something that happened to you on an afternoon 50 years ago, but you forget where you had lunch yesterday. The problem is the longer you live, the more there is to remember. Therefore, it makes sense that you have a better memory at 30 than you have at 75. I have more than 75 years of memories embedded in me. Another day was added to that yesterday. Another will be added today. Sometimes photographs can refresh our memories. Other times they become our memories. I remember talking with John F. Kennedy Jr. about the famous picture of him as a 3-year-old saluting at his father's funeral. He had no memory of that moment, but he knew the picture. He'd seen the picture all his life. The picture turned into his memory. Like photos, stories can preserve memories, but they can also touch them up. There's always going to be some embellishment when you tell a story. How can you not embellish? Maybe you forgot what somebody said at a certain point and you substitute a phrase that's a little funnier. It gets a laugh. So you bring it along for the next telling. After a while, you can't remember the incident any other way. So the memories and stories that you'll be listening to aren't exactly the way they happened. A lot of them have been preserved by humor.